Well, good morning. It is Henry Harris, and welcome to the next edition of the weekly Emuna teleconference. Today's topic is going to be understanding the inner tyrant. Understanding the inner tyrant. But first, a review. We are speaking about a simple truth, the simple truth that underlies all reality, all events, all experience, the single source behind everything, including your psychological experience. As we've discussed, there is the key, the fundamental key to psychological stability, to any stability, but also psychological stability. And the fundamental key to psychological vitality, all vitality, but also psychological vitality, is this clarity, is this emuna. It is not possible to experience psychological equilibrium and psychological aliveness without some level of understanding about the truth behind our experience, about the truth behind all life, including our psychological experience, which of course means to say that we are not in control of our direct experience of life. Neither are the circumstances and the events of our lives in control. So that means to say that I'm having an ongoing divine live feed flowing through my heart mind. It is showing up. It's animating. It's allowing me a psychological experience, a felt experience moment to moment, which means to say that it's not the traffic nor the bank account balance that sources my uneasy feeling. It's not my child's not listening that sources my uneasy feeling. Rather, it is an experience of divine consciousness. Now, that's not to say that there aren't circumstances in your life. It's not to say that there aren't events and happenings, generally speaking, which often require some understanding and perhaps even some response. But of course, the response that we want to offer is based on truth, based on a clarity, not on a misunderstanding, right? So if I'll share with you an example that just happened recently. I sat down to do homework with my 8-year-old son. We were reviewing some of his material, and he was resistant. He was misbehaving. He was silly. He was just totally kind of like taking us off course and resisting the homework. And I was getting frustrated. And I could feel my anger rising. And then at a certain point, I paused and I said to him, what is going on? Why are you acting like this? And then he looked at me and he said, you know, I haven't been in school the last couple of days, and I don't know this material. And at that moment, it occurred to me like, well, yes, he's right, right? He had a fever the last couple of days. He stayed home. And so this was his first day back, and he was reviewing, his homework was to review the material that he had studied just the last couple of days, but he didn't know it. So now the question is, so once he said that, I kind of calmed down and I adjusted appropriately the homework that we were doing. And I said, would you like me to review it? Would you like me to give it over to you so that you know it better? And then we review it. And he said, yes. And then it went a lot better. So why didn't he just say from the beginning, I don't know this material and it's uncomfortable for me to be quizzed or tested on it because I just don't know it, right? Why didn't he say that from the beginning? And I think herein lies a beautiful illustration of this simple idea that, you know, he didn't see something. He was having a kind of a distressing feeling in the presence of his lack of knowledge, you know, his inability to do the homework. It was really, and it felt like unsafe, you know, it was an unpleasant kind of insecure feeling. Now, he didn't understand where that was coming from. He just felt this scary feeling show up in his heart that felt gripping and overwhelming. And look, it's kind of human to run away from things that feel unsafe. You know, I do that. Do you do that? I suspect you do. When we encounter something that looks and feels unsafe, we kind of run away. And that's what he was doing. His silliness and his resistance was was just a way of kind of hiding from or running from the unpleasant feeling. Now, what was he? He didn't realize that he was hiding from an unpleasant feeling. He thought, well, he didn't even think. I mean, it was just so instinctual. He was attempting to hide from the circumstance called, I don't know this material. But he didn't realize that he was just running away from the feeling. And that's part of my job as a parent, is to understand that my children are having felt experiences that they don't fully get. They conflate their experience with their feelings, with the events around them. And it just looks like super compelling to run away, or alternatively to fight, right? Like some disagreement that a kid has with his sibling feels totally threatening. But the threatened feeling is not coming from the disagreement or from the circumstance. It's coming from inside of them. And then they simply, you know, they kind of fight or run without kind of looking at and accepting a certain responsibility. Like, he didn't know to do that. He didn't know to accept responsibility. Okay, I'm feeling unpleasant. I don't know this material. And I could just keep trying to, you know, I could just listen to my father who keeps telling me to do the homework, or I could look at my unpleasant feeling and then say, wait, I need something here. You know, I need help. He didn't know to do that because the feeling was so gripping. You know, that's what happens. We get this hit of feelings, and inside the felt experience, it just, the world looks scary and worthy of running and hiding from. There's not a lot of capacity for responsibility there. What we do by understanding how this experience works, what we do for ourselves, what we do for our children, is we open up a wonderful job, right? We transition from basically an experience of kind of stuck, enslaved, terrorized, tyrannized by, you know, a scary force that completely cuts off our consciousness and our creativity. We kind of, you know, I get to stand with him. I get to stand with him in that understanding. Oh, you're having, what's the story with these feelings, with this, you're doing something that feels funny to me, without a certain lack of judgment, with a certain recognition that he's having a human experience. I can look at it and I can say, hey, what's going on? And in that space of understanding in which I see he's having a human experience, there's a level of acceptance and, you know, excuse me. Uh-oh, one more. Please excuse me. That permission that I felt to be with his feelings of fear kind of allowed him to experience a certain permission. And then bang, he was able to say, I don't know this stuff. And then lo and behold, we had a path forward. Right? When we know that we're having an internal experience, it's gripping, it's fearful, it's unpleasant, whatever it is, when we know enough to know that that felt experience is not coming from the outside, it's coming from the inside, then we have a level of ability to stand in it and to kind of see the world, you know, for what it is. This is a divine experience. I don't have to react to it. I don't have to hide from it. Doesn't mean that I don't feel the displeasure of it. Doesn't mean that I'm somehow insulated or numb to the feeling of insecurity, to the constricted feeling. But I'm okay with constricted feelings, especially when I know something about how the constricted feelings work. That's just an example to illustrate. So that's what we're talking about. Now, I wanted to kind of segue into the specific kind of point that I want to elaborate on further. It's kind of understanding the essence of tyranny. You know, we are introduced this week more deeply to the character named Pharaoh. And Pharaoh has a certain characteristic that he views himself as a god. He views himself as a deity, and he projects himself as a deity to others. That's, of course, a deep misunderstanding about the truth of the one simple source. And of course, it's really something that we all are dealing with. We're all living with that kind of misunderstanding of Pharaoh, that we're actually cause in our lives. We're actually the master and cause and source of our experience, or we're in control. We have some level of illusion about that. Now, how does that show up for Pharaoh, right? So God tells Moshe to go and speak to Pharaoh early in the morning at the Nile. Why? Why does he tell him to meet him early at the morning at the Nile? Because God wants Pharaoh he wants this illusion that Pharaoh lives in and that he projects to the entirety of Egypt as the leader of, right? He projects a certain consciousness to all of Egypt. He's the leader. He wants this misunderstanding to be dissolved. He wants it to be deconstructed. And so the meeting at the early morning at the Nile is helpful. Why? Because one of the way Pharaoh projects his being a deity is that he conceals his need to go to the bathroom. He goes early in the morning to a private bank, his own private kind of, you know, riverfront property, and he relieves himself, and then he spends his day in the palace executing orders and whatever. And his presentation that he's a deity is helped by the fact that he never goes to the bathroom, unlike all his subjects. So he's able to project that. He's able to fool himself, and he's able to fool others. Now, this is a fascinating metaphor, because, like, get this idea. Get the idea that Pharaoh is projecting that he is he's a cause. He's a creator. He's a deity. It's built into this idea that he denies his having a need to eliminate waste. Look at that. Look at that idea. A human being, a normal human being, needs a certain nutritional experience. You know, we need to eat. Now, our bodies are designed to extract the nutritional value of the food, but they're also designed, because there's something built into the human design, built into the creation that we are part of, that human beings are not able to assimilate all of the food that we ingest in a way that all of it is absorbed into the body. That's just not how it works, right? There's a certain amount of nutritional value, and there's a certain amount of waste that is gathered in the body as well. That waste, by the way, is poisonous, and it needs to be gathered in a certain way and in a certain part of the body, and then it needs to be expelled. That's a healthy human being. A healthy human being is functionally unable to generate or extract only nutrition. It's just not possible. The necessity of being alive involves generating kind of a nutrition component as well as a toxic component. It's just, that's the way it is. And that toxic stuff gets gathered and then eliminated. So what does Pharaoh do? Pharaoh says, no, I'm not a guy who generates toxins and toxic stuff. I'm different. I'm not human, right? If human beings are by nature unable to kind of extract exclusively nutritional value, I'm not that kind of guy. I'm not human, right? I don't have this kind of imperfection, toxic residue that needs to be eliminated. Well, that's really what's going on with, that's the tyranny. You know, that's the tyranny of Pharaoh, is that your humanity is not allowed. Your humanity is just completely unacceptable. It's totally worthy of kind of detesting and abhorring and shame. You know, there's no, but of course, obviously, if it's built into your reality and you pretend that it's not there, there's like a self-delusion, and there's kind of this experience of, you know, crazy tyranny. That's basically what's going on with us, is that we get on a psychological level, you know, when we pretend. See, the problem is not the presence of the toxic gathering in a body. That's healthy human beings. The problem is the premise that I don't have such a process, right? Like the idea that I don't need to eliminate. That's the unhealthy. So that's what goes on with us on our psychological experience, is that the same way that we need food to live, we gather nutrition, but we also gather toxic along the way. In the same way, we're experiencing kind of this nourishment of divine energy that's showing up and flowing through us. A certain amount of it is extraordinarily helpful. It's essential to being able to navigate our lives and make choices. But part of the design of being human is that God is going to necessitate that we're going to gather unhelpful consciousness. It's going to be toxic consciousness, right? It's a insecure, myopic, self-centered consciousness that can literally destroy our lives, right? It's a precise metaphor to the kind of waste thing. It can destroy our lives. Now, but back to the biological metaphor, there's not really a fundamental problem with the fact that the design of our body is that it gathers toxins on the way to eliminating them. That's really okay. In the same way, it's not a problem that our consciousness gathers healthy, uplifting, peaceful, wise consciousness, and that it also gathers toxic consciousness. It's only a problem if we attempt to kind of deny the presence of that, you know, and act in this delusion. That's the issue that's the issue of tyranny. That's the tyranny that when a person kind of percent experiences like it is completely unacceptable and impossible, and it's just unacceptable to have these fearful feelings. It's unacceptable to have these insecure feelings. It's unacceptable to have angry feelings. That's where his life starts to experience breakdown, right? Because he lacks the freedom, the understanding that would allow him the freedom to be with those feelings and allow those feelings to kind of cycle through with understanding that I can have these feelings. It's part of the human experience, and they get eliminated. I don't have to think too hard about, you know, the necessity to eliminate, you know, it's not a challenge for me to do that. There's a built-in divine design. So that is, you know, that's the tyranny of Pharaoh. The tyranny of Pharaoh is the complete unwillingness to accept the human dimension, the fact that we gather unhelpful, toxic consciousness. That's the tyranny of Pharaoh, and that's the tyranny that we live in. That's when we feel ourselves stuck and kind of completely paralyzed with judging and, you know, with other, you know, this intense kind of constriction. There's a Pharaoh that is living inside of us. Okay, we are